All right, welcome to Moedonia Bree. Whole new quarter for us in Hebrew Club. Our goal is to get through the book of 1 Samuel. I don't know if we'll do it, but we'll get pretty close, I think. Moving right along here, we are on chapter 23, just completed verse 7. If you will remember, David went up to the city of Keilah. And he was in there, and remember, this was a city with walls and doors, and he was in it. Saul heard about it, and he thought that now he finally has David trapped. All right, and so he was going to actually, what we'll see is he gathers his men to go up and tries to get David. All right, so David seems to be like a sitting duck here. Again, we're right in the middle of this whole narrative in which David is really on the run from Saul for the first time. If you remember the previous chapter, he finally realized that Saul wasn't going to change his mind. He was going to have to actually try to kill him. And Saul seems to be obsessed with him at a certain point here. So we're going to take it up at verse 8. Okay? 23 verse 8. Va'yeshem Shaul et kol ha'am la'milchama. So Saul, now notice that this is a piel of Shama, which means what? To hear, but notice it's a piel and there's a direct object, and here it means to summon. Alright, we saw this in chapter 15 actually, same form, it's only used just a few times with this meaning. So Saul summoned all Ha'am. Now notice here we know the common meaning people doesn't really apply. It's more troops. We've seen that meaning with Am too. So he summoned all the troops, La Milchama, for war. Okay? La Redet Ke'ila, La Tzur El David Ve'el Anashav. Okay, La Redet, what's the root?
Yarad.
Yarad, very good. Call infinitive construct. To go down to Ke'ila, there's the name of the city. La Tzur, another infinitive construct from Tzur. Easy. Tzur. Means to oppress. But here it would be to lay siege upon, besiege against David and against Anashav, his men. All right. Good. Any questions through verse 8?
What's the variant there? Latzud?
Oh, yeah. Latzud. If you notice, Zud means to hunt. All right. Metzuda means store, you know. Of stuff that you get. So Zud means to hunt. So there must be a variant. And notice the Masoretic note on the side. Look at that. I can read that even with my dilated eyes. This is the only place that this form occurs. Huh, kind of interesting. So I guess you don't need to remember it. I'm just kidding. All right. Verse 9. Vayeda David ki alaf Shaul ma'charish hara'at. But David realize. Notice that this is not from Yada. Again, it doesn't say how, but David's always finding these things out. David knew that Saul, Maharish, was here again. Notice that this is a hifil participle from Harash. Harash normally means to dig or to plow or to be deaf, to be silent. Here, Maharish is used again with kind of a less common meaning, he was plotting or he was planning hara'ah, the evil. So David knew, but David knew that against him, Saul was planning this ra'ah, this evil. Okay? Vayomer el av yatar ha'kohen. So he said to Abiathar the priest. And remember, there was a note just a few verses before that Abiathar had gone to Keilah to meet up with David, and remember what he had with him? He had the ephod with him. Alright? So here that becomes important here. So he said to Abiathar the priest, Hagisha ha ephod, bring the ephod. Alright? What's the root of Hagisha? Good, Nagash. And it's a hifil imperative, notice. So bring near the ephod. He needs to ask God something. Alright? Questions on verse 9, any forms? Yeah. Alright, verse 10. Vayomer David, Yahweh Elohei Yisrael, Shama Shama Abdeka. So now here David is talking to God. It's very interesting because we don't know how the ephod functioned or what it was. It's really interesting. Then David said, O Yahweh Elohe Israel, O Yahweh the God of Israel, Shamoa Shema Abdeka, your servant has heard. What's that Shamoa? Good, infinitive absolute. So he could be strengthening his affirmation. Your servant has certainly heard. Or it could be modifying the idea presented by the main verb. Your servant has clearly heard, or has heard, you know, in other words, there's no doubt in his mind, something like that. So I'm not sure about remember the function of infinitives sometimes can go either way, and here I'm not quite sure. But if we translate, your servant has certainly heard that Mevakesh Shaul Lavo El Keila, that Saul Mevakesh is seeking, PL from Bakash, is seeking Lavo to come to Keila, right? Leshachet, to destroy La'ir, the city, Ba'avuri, on account of me. Ba'avur means on account of, and then you have the first common singular suffix. Okay? Leshachet is what conjugation? Leshachet? Good. PL, and again, you know it's infinitive because of the lamed in front of it. Alright? Questions on verse 10? Verse 11 then. Ha yas giruni ba'ale ke'ila beyado ha yered sha'ul ka'asher shama avdeka Yahweh Elohe Yisrael ha gedna le'avdeka. Okay. Notice the first word. Ha yash giuna. What's that hey? It looks strange, right? You might... It's an interrogative hey. Very good. The form itself is a hifil from sagar. Alright, sagar, so this is a hifil, and the subject is Ba'ale Ke'ila, the leaders of Ke'ila. Okay, so he's asking a question. Will the leaders of Ke'ila, Sagiruni, will they deliver me, hand me over? Okay, Beyado, into his hand. That's the first question. So will the leaders of Ke'ila hand me over, Yas Giruni, into his hand? Ha Yered Shaul, will Saul go down or come down, Yarad? Again, that's a simple call imperfect. Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Yahweh, the God of Israel, Hagedna. Ah, he's being polite here. What's the root of Haged? Nagad. Tell me. Please tell. I'm sorry, not tell me. Just please tell Lavdeka, your servant. Alright? Very, you know, it's interesting here how this is working and what the aphod is doing. Evidently he said a prayer, and now through whether it's the stones or they were some kind of lots or something, he's going to find his answer. It's very short and terse here at the end of verse 11. Vayomer Yahweh, then Yahweh said, Yered, he will come down. Okay? Verse 12. Now notice he asked two questions in verse 11. This is interesting. So the first question was, will the leaders of Keilah hand me over? Remember, he had just delivered them from their enemies, the Philistines. Second of all, will Saul come down? So he answers the second question first. So David has to ask again. It's kind of funny. By Yomer David, then David said, Ha yas giru ba'ale Keilah oti. Then David said, will the leaders of Keilah hand me, ve'et anshai, and my men into the hand of Saul? Vayomer Yahweh, Yasgiru. Then Yahweh said, they will deliver. They will hand over. Alright? We would say, yes, they will. Alright? So they're kind of fickle people. Any questions in verse 12? Alright, verse 13. Vayakum David va'anashav keshesh meodish vayetsu mikila. Vayit halku ba'asher yit halku. Okay. Then David rose, again from Kun. David and his men rose. About 600 men. Notice again you have the singular noun, even though there's more than one man, obviously. But we've seen that throughout Samuel. And it's a very common Hebrew idiom. very different in English, where we would have to say 600 men. That's how we have to translate it. All right, so David and his men rose, about 600 men, by Yetsu, and they left Keilah. They went out from Keilah, okay, by Yithalku, and they, now notice how you can translate this, they wandered, Baasher, wherever they could wander. It's something like, you know, they went wherever they could, maybe it would be a little more idiomatic English, see? So they didn't have a particular place to go. They had to go from place to place. So wherever they could, about 600 of them, that's where they went. So he kind of summarizes their activity after Keilah here. So remember, he had left this stronghold in the south, gone to Keilah. Remember this map? I think I still have it here. And now he continues in his wanderings to try to escape from Saul and his men. All right? And on the map, you'll see the next place that they're going to go. You can just follow, if you're following from Keilah, I can't see where that is. Oh, right, here's Keilah. And you can see where that he goes. He goes south a little bit. All right. Any questions through 12? All right, verse 13, new paragraph. Oops, I'm already halfway through there. I can't see. Let me finish that verse. Ules Shaul hu gad ki nimla David mekeila vayechta latzeit. Okay. Then, and to Saul, hu gad, it was told, okay, hafal, it was told that David had nimlatted, that David had escaped. He'd gotten away. This is a nifal from malat. Remember, yimalate means to, we've seen it several times, to escape, to get away. Okay? David escaped, that David had escaped from Keilah. Vayechdal, he stopped, let's say, he stopped going out. In other words, he had mustered his troops. He was trying to get the army together. He heard that David had left, so he stopped. And notice then how the infinitive supplements the thought of the main verb, chadal. He stopped what? Now we translate with an ing English. He stopped going. Stop. Maybe, I don't know, maybe stop preparing. It would be a better English translation. Okay? Questions through 13?
Why is that a hafal and not a kubal?
Because the active is hifil. It's always higid who got. Alright? Verse 14. Vayeshev David bamidbar bamitzadot. Vayeshev Bahar Midbar Zif. Okay. Then David dwelt from Yashav Bamidbar in the desert. Ba Metzadot. In the strongholds. Namely, probably, you know, high places in the rocks, in caves, you know, places that were protected. So he dwelt in the desert. Desert land, I would say, probably. In the desert land. In the strongholds, Vayeshev, and also he dwelt Bahar in the mountain region, in the hill country, let's say. This is not on the mountain or on a mountain, it's in the hill country. So notice it's comparing. He dwelt in the desert in the strongholds, and he also dwelt Bahar in the hill country, Midbar in the desert of Zif. And on the map, you can see going around where Zif is, so he's going south again. Okay, in the desert of Zif. Vayevach Shuhu Shaul, and Saul sought him. Notice that's a PL from Bakash again. And Saul sought him Kol Hayamim, all the days. I would probably translate like this, Saul sought him continually. Alright, so he was really out to get him. Velo netano Elohim beyado. But not did God give him. That's the simple call, third masculine singular with the third masculine singular suffix. But God did not hand him over into Yado, his hand. Well,
that verb bakash?
Yes.
How do you know that it's PL instead of call?
Because there's a shva under the yud, notice, and then there's a patach following, so it follows the pattern. The only thing that's going to throw you off is that there's no doubling of the cough. Mm-hmm. And remember, in the there's certain Hebrew letters, the Skaman Levy letters, and Kof being one of those, that sometimes does not have the doubling there.
Okay.
All right, so that's one of those just oddities that you will see. Let's see, when we saw it earlier, it had the thing, didn't it? Plus, bakash normally is pia. Okay? All right, good. Any other questions on 14? 15 then. Vayar David ki yatsa Shaul le vakesh et nafsho. Vedavid ben mibartzif ba horsha. Then David saw. Okay, yeah. Then David saw. What's the root of vayar? From ra'ah. And notice that this is a call form. The call form is identical to the hifil form. All right, but here notice that the context, the meaning fits. That's why I'm parsing it as a call. And David saw that Saul had gone out. Here's again the PL infinitive construct of Bakash now. To seek his life. Okay? And David, you have to supply a verb, was in the desert of Zif, more specifically, in Horsha. In Horsha, that's a region or a city or something like that. Now notice the relationship between the two clauses that start with the Vav, the Vayar and the Vedavid. The Vedavid is kind of a circumstantial clause, so I would translate that while David was in the desert of Zif in Korsha. So, the whole verse would go, Then David saw that Saul had gone out to seek his life while David was in the desert of Zif in Korsha. Okay? So in other words, this is a common Hebrew way of explaining how two actions are occurring at the same time. So David was in Zif when Saul decided to go out after him. Okay? So verse 16, Vayakom Yehonatan ben Shaul. So Jonathan, the son of Saul, rose from Kum, Vayelek el David Horsha. And he went to David at Horsha. Vayechazek et yado, Belohim, and he strengthened his hand in Yahweh, or in God. So evidently he encouraged him in connection with the Lord. He strengthened his hand. Okay? Verse 17, Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, Al tira, do not fear, ki lo timtza aka yad Shaul, for not will the hand of Saul, Avi, my father, Timtza'aka, it will not find you. So the hand of Saul, my father, will not find you. Okay, Ve'ata, and you, and as for you, you, Timlok al Yisrael, you will reign over Israel. What a great guy Jonathan was. You will reign over Israel. Ve'anoki, and I, et Yehleka, let Mishneh, and I will be to you a Mishneh, a second, as second. Okay. Vegam Shaul Avi Yodea Cain, and even Saul my father knows that it is so, knows this, Cain. Questions through 17? Alright, good. One more verse here then. Vayikratu, and they cut. Shnehem, and the two of them made a berit, made a covenant, lifnei Yahweh, before the Lord. Vayeshev David ba Horsha, and David dwelled in Horsha. Okay. Vichonatan, but Jonathan Halak went leveto, went to his house, went back home. Alright. Questions through verse 18. All right, good. We'll stop there. And we're making good progress, actually. And the pros, notice once you get into it, you guys are all familiar with it, not hard at all.